Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time every week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Yo, Mike.
Hey, Ian. How you doing?
Great and excited for this week's show, but first we've got to clear up last week's pig-based challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase, three pigs. Change one letter to an A, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase. Five letters, four letters, for what four pigs have. What is the phrase?
Well, if you swap the P for an A, you can rearrange the remaining letters to spell eight ears.
Isn't that clever? Very good. All right, Ian. On June 3rd, 1888, the poem Casey at the Bat was published in the San Francisco Examiner. Written by Ernest Thayer, the poem tells of the storied Mudville baseball team who has a chance to come back from a two-run deficit in the ninth inning if their star hitter, Mighty Casey, can get up to bat. Spoiler alert, Mighty Casey strikes out and Mudville loses the game. Let's turn the tables this week and put you and our listeners up to bat with a quiz about famous Caseys.
Okay.
Actor Casey Affleck made his feature film debut in 1995's To Die For. 2 years later, he starred in two movies with his brother Ben, Chasing Amy and what film, for which Ben won an Oscar?
Good Will Hunting.
That is correct. And Casey Affleck also received later an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor in The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, which is officially the longest movie title ever.
And the longest movie.
Really?
Oh my God, it's so long.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars was the signature sign-off of disc jockey Casey Kasem, host of the radio program American Top 40 for over 30 years. Kasem was also a noted voice actor, perhaps most notably for providing the voice for which member of the mystery-solving gang in the Scooby-Doo cartoons?
Like that Shaggy.
He is Shaggy. That is correct. Do you know what Shaggy's real name is?
Absolutely not.
Shaggy's real name is Norville Barnes. William Casey served as director of the Central Intelligence Agency from 1981 to 1987. Prior to serving as CIA director, Casey was the campaign manager for and served on the transition team of which president?
I will guess Reagan.
That's a good guess, because it's right. Charles Dillon Stengel, better known as Casey Stengel, was a major league outfielder from 1912 to 1925 and then a manager between 1934 and 1965. During his tenure as manager, Stengel became the first of four people to manage both the New York Mets and the New York Yankees. Name any one of the other three.
One of them is Yogi Berra.
That is correct.
The next is Dallas Green.
Good for you.
And the last is Joe Torre.
In order. Very nice.
I've wasted my life.
And finally, an article in a Jackson, Mississippi newspaper from 1900 reported, the southbound passenger train number one was running under a full head of steam when it crashed into the rear end of a caboose and three freight cars which were standing on the main track, the other portion of the train being on a side track. The article is about the fatal crash that took the life of what famed engineer?
That's Casey Jones.
It is indeed Casey Jones. And Casey Jones was the only fatality of that collision. And his watch stopped at the exact moment of impact, 3:52 a.m. on April 30th, 1900. What position do you play for Mudville? Let us know. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Trouble ahead, trouble behind, but all the answers at WAMC.org/anyquestions, where you can also take a look at some extra credit and this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the name Casey Stengel. That's C-A-S-E-Y. S-T-E-N-G-E-L. Change one letter to an R, and you can spell a two-word phrase, five letters, seven letters, for something built for a play. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I will get to work on this challenge, and we will be back at this same time next week.
We'll see you then.